Malbon's voice softened. She felt sorry for the hamster.
What about these signs? I don't suppose you know what any of them mean, do you?
Mokhug did not even have to look at the symbols.
Oh, those? Any slave at Riftguard could tell you that, ma'am. It stands for Royal House of Riftguard. You see, it's stamped or carved on anything in the kingdom over there.
Skipper pushed a bowl across to Mokhug.
Try some of this, messmate. Hot root and water shrimp soup. If and it's good for others, it should do you good too. Put a sparkle in your eye and a spring to your step.
Whilst they were joking and laughing at the taste of food new to Mokhug, Criculus took the paw ring and scroll, along with his beaker of mint tea. The old gatehouse keeper went outside to sit on the wall steps in the morning sun. He stared at the paw ring and the parchment alternately, repeating to himself,
Royal House of Riftguard, the leaf is 3 times 5.
Chirk, the otter maid, wandered up with a scone and a beaker of dandelion and burdock cordial. She sat beside the old shrew.
Ah, a bit of peace and quiet at last. You wouldn't believe the noise those dibbins were making in the orchard.
Criculus continued talking to himself, ignoring Chirk.
The leaf is 3 times 5, Royal House of Riftguard.
The burly otter maid listened to the odd phrases.
Leaf is 3 times 5? What's that supposed to mean, sir?
Criculus looked up as if just noticing her.
Are ye any good at puzzles and at riddles, miss?
Chirk winked confidently at him.
You just try me. Skipper says I'm too clever for me own rudder sometimes. I like trying to solve things.
Showing her the paw ring and parchments, Criculus explained.
You see these 4 symbols on the ring? Well, they stand for Royal House of Riftguard. The sign shaped like a leaf is the one I'm interested in. Now, the key is hidden somewhere in all of the symbols on this parchment. The only clue to it are these words. The leaf is 3 times 5. Does that mean anything to ye?
Chirk sat silent for a moment, concentrating hard on the evidence presented to her. Criculus was about to speak when she held up a paw. He held his silence while Chirk continued scanning the objects. A slow smile began spreading across her face. Still studying the parchment, she spoke.
Can you get me some clean parchment and something to write with, sir?
As Criculus bustled into the gatehouse, Malbon indicated a single strawberry cream scone.
We saved the last one for you, my old pal. Where have you been? And where's the paw ring and scroll got to?
The ancient shrew rummaged a thin charcoal stick out of a drawer.
You can have the scone.